in the great inner sanctum sanctorum of the Guild of British Bath Craftsmen sits the Grand Master Plughole Borer on his throne of meditation, and beside him stands the Master Tiler with his long scroll of records printed on double soft tissue. The atmosphere is tense as the ceremony of the initiation of an apprentice bidet installer is about to begin. The Master Tiler gives the three knocks with the mighty inverted sink plunger of his office, and this is the signal that the initiation ceremony is about to commence.
Four knockers upon the great door.
One who will guide admittance to the great bathroom.
Has he the coin of admittance?
He has.
Then place the coin of admittance into the slot of acceptance.
He has done!
Now turn the handle till domestic word vacant is no longer visible.
He has done!
Enter the great bathroom and stand upon the first square of the sacred linoleum. Does the mystic sign now read and gaze?
It does!
The initiate, whose head is bared and who wears the short towel of the apprentice, is flanked on either side by the two bathroom guards, one wearing the silver chain and plug and the other bearing the ancient ceremonial black ball cock. Both wear the bowler hats of the initiates and are girt round their loins with the spotless white towels with the letters BBC, the British Bath Craftsman's symbol of their ancient guild.
The initiate now stands on the first square of the great linoleum tile floor. Does he wish to advance?
I do.
Then advance, O child of ignorance, through the light of knowledge.
One, two, three. One. One, two!
Are you ready to answer the questions of initiation, O novitiate?
Oh, yes!
Answer without fear, O apprentice novitiate. Wilt thou then?
I will!
So must it be!
Hast thou, on at least the occasion, forgotten thy tools?
I have!
Hast thou bored the straight and true plug hole and inserted thereinto and withdrawn therefrom the non-fitting plug?
I have.
He has.
And finally the great question. Hast thou ever left any bathroom in the state in which the owner would wish to find it?
I have never.
He has not. Not. Never. Never.
All these things I have done, hereby upholding the finest traditions of the great craft of plumbing.
That he has.
Then place in his right hand the sink plunger of truth, and in his left hand the ball cock of release. Round the initiate's neck hang the chain of office, from which dangles the plug handle of propriety. Advance to the seventh square of the great checkerboard.
One, two, three. One, one, two.
Are you now ready to take the oath, or valiant apprentice novitiate?
I am.
He is.
Do you solemnly swear to wait at least 3 days before answering a client's plea for help during the great freeze-up?
I do.
Do you acknowledge the rules and regulations of the great guild of master plumbers, plug hole borers and bidet fixers?
I do.
And finally, do you swear by Thomas Cropper, the great plumber in the sky, to never send in a bill for less than 3 times the just amount?
I do.
He does! Hallelujah!
Well done, thou true and faithful apprentice.
Bloody good show, mate!
Now, O apprentice, you have passed the test and been put to the great question. Are you now ready to face the ordeal?
I am.
He is. He will. He bloody must.
Then bend over the great bath of ritual cleansing.
He has.
Light the blowtorch of knowledge. Apply the great torch to that seat of reason where the apprentice plumber keeps his brain.
Go!
Go! Crack the ritual bottle of sweet, sparkling Australian sherry over the apprentice's head.
Go! Fire out you!
Launch the new apprentice in his sacred bath of ritual cleansing down the slipway of life and out into the world through the great bathroom window overlooking the mighty river Father Dance.
Poor old sod!
The ceremony is over, gentlemen. Please adjust your ceremonial dress before leaving.